am going to continue in the satsang that I was reading last night. Maitreya calling Alex. Maitreya had been talking about the eternal divine path. It will work because it is God's idea. It is the idea that was created from the very beginning by God Himself, going through the eternal divine path and realizing that that is the only way we can create an environment that our physiological needs are taken care of, and the rest of the lives of everyone will be dedicated to higher things, a higher level, awakening of the spiritual forces, and following of the eternal divine path. It is perfect. It is so perfect that it does not have any faults in it. I have been trying to find faults in it for the last 25 years. It does not have any. The only thing is to create humans that really want to face themselves squarely. That is the scariest part for humans, to really, really look at themselves. They blame everyone else, including me. They do not want to squarely say, that is my problem. If I have a problem, it does not belong to anyone else. I have to be man enough, I have to be woman enough, to turn around, face myself, and say, this is my problem. I can go ahead for the rest of my life, and many lives, and blame everyone else because I really do not want to face myself. Shalom, Hosh. We're continuing where I was last night, just about, so good timing. This is really a masterful realization. I can go ahead for the rest of my life and blame my parents. They made me become who I am. Or I can blame my wife or my child or my neighbor or Maitreya. No, I have to face myself. That is the challenge for individuals to face themselves. We can create the people who can overcome their problems, and therefore now they can follow the eternal divine path and become the great beings that God is intending to create. Indeed, this revelation and mission is a challenge sent to humanity, individually, collectively, socially, politically, physically, and mentally. It is challenging you. Shalom, everyone who just joined. I'm reading from a satsang that Maitreya gave on calling the Alex. This is from 2006. And I'll just continue. Face yourself. Face the society. The answer to all the problems on earth have been given. It is not something that you have to face yourself, no. It has been given to meditate, to use the word, and understand the stillness within. If you do not go to the stillness, you are going to be asking everyone else what you should be doing instead of finding it within. It is shown to you how it is done. God did not keep anything back this time. It is absolutely given from meditation, from creation, from the name of God. All has been given to you. But it is up to you now to go meditate, to see, to understand, to become a paravipra, a child of God, a soldier of God, a person who has no fear, because he knows that God is going to be taking care of him or her. You cannot be taken care of if you stay away from the communities of light and are not following the will of God and still say, God is going to take care of me. That is not the will of God. The will of God is to come together and to create the communities of light. I am not going to come to the communities of light. I am not going to come to help the mission or God's revelation. And at the same time, I expect God to take care of me. God has created this universe to this point, and now He wants everyone to follow the eternal divine path and create the communities of light. I am godly. I want to do the will of God. But I am going to stay all by myself. I am not going to follow what God is calling me for, but God is going to take care of me. No, you have to do the will of God, and then you will see how He takes care of you. In a sense, for a lot of people, it is going out on the limb, going against everything that society has taught us. Be afraid. Put a lot of money away for your retirement. Do this and do that. Take care of yourself, this and that. I trust in God. I will go out on the limb. That is what I did. I am an example to you. I went out on the limb. I am not saying it was a picnic, but it was a great journey, and I would not change it for anything. And God took care of me. I am an example for you. This revelation, the whole teaching, also teaches you how to face yourself. It is not something that He said you have to face yourself, but I'm not going to give you any tools. God has already given us all the tools we need. We are the people who have to take the steps. We have to look at ourselves, not always seeking the answers outside of ourselves. In that stillness, the answers will be given to you. The tools have been given. All the things that you need, God has revealed to humanity. Again, this is the time to turn around, face ourselves, and realize to be thankful and recognize that thanksgiving is the first law. We have to be thankful in every situation that we are in because it could be worse. And as we give thanks and come together, create communities of light, sacrifice, surrender, and submit to God, become universalists indeed, we become a spiritual force on earth that will not stop until we reach the goal. The whole goal of the universe, the creation, coming to this state of being human, is to become divine by following the eternal divine path, by meditating, by understanding our meditation process, by knowing the Hari Om Shari Hung and the stillness between breathing in and breathing out, by reaching to a point that you are pure enough to approach the Word. Get initiated and use the Word. Of course, God does not demand that you are 100% pure, but at least have the willingness to become pure. Then approach God, become initiated, and use the Word. You can even have a greater understanding of yourself, the stillness, the Word of God, the name of God, and therefore you can accelerate your progress. The tools have been given. It is not something He said, go and do this, you are on your own. And then there were a couple of questions coming in here. And somebody asked Maitreya, subjective approach with objective adjustment, what did you mean by that statement? And Maitreya answered, well, if you look at the sentence, subject is always you want something to approach and become. Object is something now that you are at. Subjective is your goal. That is where you want to go. I want to become divine. I want to follow the eternal divine path. I want to reach God. I want to turn back to the Godhead, to the light. That is my goal. Am I there yet? No, I am here in this body. I have ego. I have a lot of desires, cravings, and attachments. So objective is where you are. Subjective is your goal. Subjective approach means that you strive to reach your goal. You go toward your subject, your goal, but you adjust yourself with where you are. Where I am is this point. I have all these desires, wants, and attachments. I cannot leave my parents. I cannot leave my work. I have all these things. that are holding me down. It is okay. Some people have been created to come here to take care of their parents, their children, and their things. If you are really called for a greater calling, Christ's disciples asked about the death of his father, and Christ said, "Just let the dead bury the dead." A lot of people do not like that sentence, but that is exactly what Christ said. You are not here for that kind of life. You are here to do a great task that God called you for. Or you can see that you are in that situation. You can make some arrangements for your family, your parents, or your affairs, so you can release yourself to higher things. That is where you are, whatever situation you are in. It is just an example. What situation you are in is the objective. You want to come, join the communities of light, and follow the eternal divine path. That is your subjective. Therefore, you adjust yourself with the situation you are in, but you strive all the time toward the goal. That is why it is called subjective approach with objective adjustment. That is one of the revelations from Baba. That is what he brought to humanity, which is a great understanding. Of course, it is not the first time it has been said. The very word meditation in Sanskrit is called sadhana, which means struggle. It means to improve yourself constantly. Actually, that is exactly what the meaning of jihad is. Jihad means struggle, to go towards something in a higher level, a struggle. To better every situation that you are in. Work it out to improve yourself. I hope that answered your question. And then the questioner said, "Are you saying you are holy now, a perfect being?" And Maitreya said, "That is what you have to decide. If I say I am, you will probably will not believe it. If I say I am not, I am lying. So it does not matter to you if I say who I am or what I am. The most important is God surely is perfect, and he has indeed revealed this revelation." And then Michael's Light asked, "In one of your PowerPoint presentations, you stated that Diana, one of the names, including Isis, was the Whore of Babylon. I found coin collectors that referred to this Diana on Roman coins as Diana Lucifera. Is there a lineage created from Lucifer, who is the tempter and destroyer, and one of the three forces of God?" Maitreya answered, "In general, there is no such thing as a being as Lucifer. In the highest level of God, there is no such being. But God. God is the universal mind and the pure consciousness behind it. Lucifer or devil or all the things related to the rebellious being that created separation between God and the rest of the universe is the lower nature or ego of man. There have been people and beings in the history that follow their lower nature. They gain some spiritual powers and cities, and they use them for selfish reasons. That is why the top of the five-sided star at the top of the greatest sign is upward, just like a human is praying to God, opening his heart to God. The very symbol of magic, magicians, and the people who misuse the power of the spirit is the same five-sided star upside down. Instead of praying to God, they praise and pray to the world and worldly things. Being godly and being a fallen angel, the border is really thin. You can be godly all your life, and suddenly at the end of your life, you fall from the grace, and you use and misuse those powers. You become under the influence of the devil. Actually, the devil also is known as Lucifer or the shining star. If we say the devil is also one of the forces in the universe, the tamaguna that created everything, if there wasn't any tamaguna, there would not be any creation. So in a sense, the tamaguna is needed to create the universe so you can go through the struggle and the fall and lower nature to reach the light. When the devil is recognized, it becomes a shining star in your path to return to the light. Now, if you go to the teaching of the Egyptian Isis and all those things, they also have symbolic meanings. They use the teachings of Thoth, who was a very high being connected highly and eventually became the king. Of course, that Thoth is different than Thoth. That means the holiest of the holies in the mission and is our scripture. But Thoth was a very high spiritual being. He taught a lot of things in Egypt that later on fell, and the kings or the pharaohs used for their selfish reasons and called themselves God and created an environment that they became untouchables. Untouchables not as unclean in India, but the people who were in such a powerful position that no one could touch them or reach them. If we understand that the devil is not a being, then anyone else who is called devil is a being that has fallen to the lower nature. They use their spiritual powers to gain the world. We know that is not a good bargain, because when you gain the world, you lose your soul. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a person who is attached to this external world and gains it. They will become devils. So there is no genealogy. As we said, there is no such being as the devil. If God is everything, where is the devil? But the Egyptian philosophy and Roman understanding of their gods, that they were human and all of that, eventually influenced the Roman Empire, and they accepted a lot of things from Egypt and the Greeks and made it Roman. They gave a Roman flavor to them and changed their names. Therefore, there is a possibility that a transformation happened for Diana also from the Egyptian and Greek understanding to the Roman understanding. There is no such thing really as a genealogy or something that we can connect them together. I hope that answered your question. If it did not, I will give you a couple of sections. If it did not, I will give you a couple of seconds for follow-up. And then Maitreya says, I can see the text. It says, and this is Michael's light again, the Whore of Babylon is another symbol of human following his or her lower nature, he asked. Maitreya said, yes, indeed it is. According to a story of the Bible and the other stories that have come to us before the flood of Noah, there were a lot of beings who had reached a point that they had gained some spiritual powers and claimed themselves to be God or the sons of God, etc. Before that, God created the pure environment. There was unity. All the earth was one. They all lived in peace. There was a great golden age that was on earth at the time of the Atlanteans, the Lemurians, and all of that. Actually, it's the Lemurians, not Lemurians, Lemurians, and all of that. But they fell and eventually became self-centered. Disunity came among them, and that is when God decided, I had enough. We can see in the time of Noah, God destroyed them and created a new man, which we are. He closed our third eyes and made us more intellectual than spiritual. The idea was to let this human that was very helpless now to go through the history until now, at this point that God reveals that we have been almost left alone. But he sent the prophets to bring the word of God to humanity. Now is the time that we face ourselves. by ourselves without God, we will fall badly and we will create suffering. Just study the history. It is wars and destruction. The history of the human is full of suffering and destruction. Now God says, this is the way. That is what you all have to implement and follow. Humanity is not ready for it. Those who are elects are called to come and implement it. Humanity is going to go through the great suffering before eventually many people realize that their way is not going to work. But the story is, after the flood of Noah, again man fell. Diana got pregnant after her husband died, after a couple of years. She said, my son is conceived with my husband. He was God, and therefore my son is the son of God. We can see the story of having a person getting pregnant with no relationship that has come from that kind of a story, that has come from that place, and eventually influenced Christianity and even the Zoroastrians. Zoroastrians are waiting for Shah Brahman to come from a virgin. So it fell very well with all those stories before it. And the Romans were very strong followers of Mithra. That was a part of the Zoroastrian religion. The sun god that they had was changed to the Son of God. We can see that Christianity was greatly influenced with Roman ideas. And there was a great split that happened between Western Christians that wanted to follow the statues and the Roman ideas the way they were, and the Eastern Christians that became the Eastern Orthodox, that tried to shun statues, images, and all of that. We can see that there are some stories that are not just symbolic, but also have some meanings behind them. In the higher level, yes, they are symbolic. There is no one person who is the devil. The devil is the power of the lower nature, or man. I will answer that last question from Wolf. And Wolf said, is there an end to this worldly life? And Maitreya said, there has been an original energy that has been released to create this creation. When that energy is exhausted, the end of the universe will come. Just look at the stars. They have been created with a great energy. They burn themselves up, eventually become supernovas, and the cycle of their life is finished. By becoming supernovas, and by the use of the black holes, the matter is transformed to the original energy and basic elements to create the new galaxies and stars. Therefore, the cycle goes on and on. Eventually, when the end of that original energy is reached, all will collapse on itself and will go to sleep. If we have not reached pure consciousness by then, there will be eons and billions of years of darkness that in the Hindu religion is called when God goes to sleep. There is an urgency to listen to this revelation. Come together, create the communities of light, and bring the kingdom so we can accelerate our progress so that we would not be here when that darkness comes. I leave you all with God. Again, go to the website, understand our teachings, and realize that you should be thankful to God. Stop complaining, but start creating a better self and others. Overcome the craving of getting attention or any craving that is from the lower nature. Create the communities of light and let the kingdom of God come. And then Maitreya said, Salome, everyone.